many people, Taoiseach, are incredibly angry at this situation, not least in my own constituency of Donegal and other border counties. My own insurance company emailed all of its policyholders last month and told us that we needed to apply for a green card if we planned to cross the border or drive in Britain, and we needed to apply by the start of March. So I wanted to know how the process worked, wanted to know whether they were going to charge for this, phone them up, and they told me to phone back in a fortnight's time. They said that they didn't know what was happening at this point in time. Just like the rest of us, there's a lack of certainty in relation to the outcome of Brexit, but particularly how the green card position will operate. They told us that they will start to issue green cards after a decision is taken after the 29th of March. I put to them what happens to motorists on the 29th of March or on the 30th of March who wouldn't have a green card at that point in time. And we're aware that our cards can be impounded if we travel to the north without a green card at that time. And this, Taoiseach, is a hugely worrying aspect for people. And there's a huge amount of people that are unaware of the implications of not having a green card. And there is a huge anger in communities at the idea that they have to now hold an international insurance certificate to travel across the border, to travel, for example, across the Lifford Bridge into Strabane, a journey that many people make on a daily, if not at least weekly basis, that they now have to hold this international insurance certificate. But there's an aspect that really annoys me and annoys a lot of the Irish public, and that is the fact that this has not been resolved heretofore. We see, for example, if you look at the Motor Insurance Bureau in Britain, they will tell us today that you don't need a green card in any European country. Obviously, that will change post-Brexit. But more importantly, they say that there's a number of non-European countries that you do not need to have a green card. For example, Andorra, Serbia, Switzerland. And this goes to show that countries outside of the European Union, you can have an arrangement where a green card is not necessary. Now, given the fact that we have known that Brexit was about to happen for over 2 years, given the fact that we know that the border and the sensitivities around the border has been at the cornerstone of our concerns and discussions in relation to Brexit, there are serious questions at how Minister Ross has allowed this situation to unfold, that we are weeks away from a potential no-deal Brexit, and that hundreds of thousands of customers, our policyholders, are not aware of what is required in terms of a green card. But more importantly, the fact that this has not been dealt with and by a bilateral agreement between the Commission and the British authorities, so that the north of Ireland would be exempt from this scenario. So can I ask you, Taoiseach, what role have you or your minister played in ensuring that this issue was dealt with before the 29th of March? Will you commit to ensuring that this is dealt with before the 29th of March? And what proposals do you and solutions do you intend to put in place before that date?